Hi, this is Lori with WiccaWisdom.com, and welcome to my brand new podcast. This is something new I'm trying, so hopefully bear with me a little bit as I try to get used to this. Today is September 2nd. It's International Goddess Day, which I thought was a fitting day to start this new project. Personally, I work with Isis as my favorite goddess. And a quick story about how I came to, I don't like to say I worship the gods. I feel like I work with the gods, not worship them. But when I first started reading about Wicca, it was about 20 years ago. I've been practicing, probably more than like close to 30 years now. A lot of the beginning Wiccan books said that you shouldn't work with the Egyptian gods, even though I always have been fascinated by ancient Egypt. That's my dog in the background, just ignore him. Most of the beginners Wiccan books I read at the time said the Egyptian pantheon of gods was a bit too complicated and the rituals too complex for newbies. So I took their advice and I tried to work with the Greek and Roman gods, because I also loved the mythology of ancient Greece and Rome, and I knew a lot about Zeus and those gods. So I thought, okay, I'll try that. They never really resonated with me, but I kept trying. Then on almost a few days ago, actually, was the anniversary, but my mother passed away unexpectedly in 2003. And she died of sudden heart failure. It was very quick. She thought she just had a head cold, and she actually was having heart failure and didn't realize it. But at any rate, the night she died, I was actually trying to sleep in her bedroom where she actually passed away. And my dad had long ago had separate bedrooms, so he was on the other side of the house, and I was in the master bedroom, and I couldn't sleep. I was crying, I couldn't sleep, everything else. So I finally got up. I remember sitting on the floor at the end of the bed and lighting a candle and crying and being upset and all those things that you go through when you lose a parent. And I closed my eyes and had a very, very strong vision of a beautiful goddess with wings outstretched over the body of my mother. And I had an incredible feeling of calm and peace. And I felt, or I'm not sure now if I felt it or I heard the words like, "It's okay, I've got her." But that's what resounded in my mind and what I thought of. And I didn't know till a couple days later when I did some research that that goddess was Isis, or Aset, as she was known in ancient Egypt. And I also didn't know until I did some research that the winged aspect of Isis was associated with funerals, because it was said that she hovered over the body of Osiris, her husband and brother, after he was dismembered by Set and killed. And she hovered over his body in the form of a kite, a bird with wings, and the beat breath back into his body with the wings, so that she was associated, the winged person of Isis was then associated with funerals and with death and with resurrection. And I said, I didn't know that at the time, but I thought, wow, that was kind of odd that was what my vision was. Also, a few days later, I had a head cold at the time my mother died too. And all the crying and everything else, I was having problems breathing. And I was back home in my bed, trying to sleep one night, not being able to breathe. And I finally just said, "Isis, please help me. I really need to get some sleep." And I heard in my mind a soft chuckle, and I never thought you would ask. And it really struck me. And I immediately, my head cleared up. I was able to breathe freely and get some sleep. And it was like, okay, that's it. You don't have to hit me over the head anymore, Isis. I got it. I'm supposed to be working with you. So that's my story of how I came to find my goddess, Isis. I've been dedicated to her ever since. Still learning and practicing with her and loving the journey. But that was my story that I thought I'd share for International Goddess Day. I'd love to hear your story. Did a goddess or god come to you? How did you choose the god or goddess that you currently worship in your practice? Please share it. I'd love to know and love to discuss it in an upcoming episode. So thanks for listening to my rambling. I look forward to sharing more with you. Again, it's WiccaWisdom.com is my site. I'm going to be adding a lot more content there and hopefully through the podcast. You can also go there and subscribe to the podcast. And future episodes may be a little longer, maybe a little shorter. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So thank you for joining me on this new journey. And have a wonderful International Goddess Day. Blessed be.